Welcome to the W5BSA repeater. DL-123.
Good evening, folks. QSP, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1658, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April the 7th, 2026, which in UTC time is Wednesday, April the 8th, 2026, at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Okay, thanks to Joe, W5BSA, for on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston. Also the 443.325 repeater in Katy. They both have a PL tone of 123.0. And then there's the links to the 146.7 and its network repeaters. It's downtown. And the AmSat DMR Talk Group, 98006. YSF Fusion is 11689. The All-Star node is 572-580 when those connections are working. And then there's also EchoLink, and that's the big one over there. And that's at the EchoLink Star AmSat Star is the group. And I will not take any check-ins. Okay, we do have some changes coming to the Houston AmSatNet, and we're going to be moving here in a few weeks, so Bruce is going to be taking the controls. I see he is on a board of directors meeting tonight with AmSat, so he's not around at the moment, but he has posted the URLs and made them available, and they're over there at AmSatNet.com, so we appreciate him doing that for us. Okay, well, we're going to start with a little information here from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. And they have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant. And then they have a meeting on the internet, and that takes place on Zoom, and that's over at k5wh.net/zoom. So we appreciate Walter making that stuff available. And do have an update. There was a balloon last Saturday that was launched and from the Beaumont area. And it's currently out over the Bahamas. So we just got an update here a few minutes ago. And it's cruising along nicely, it looks like, at about 43,000 feet altitude. And it is out there crossing over some of those northern islands there in the Bahamas. And it's headed east. So we'll be keeping a track on that and see if it does make it across the pond and where it resurfaces. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. I remind everybody, you can make a quick phone check-in to the Houston AmSatNet by calling 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message, and that's to West Virginia 5 Yankee, with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And then there's also email, that's to WV5Y@comcast.net. Okay, we're switching over here to the AmSat News Service Weekly Bulletins. But we do just have a few weeks here, and Bruce will be taking the net while I move and relocate and get the station set back up and things going back again. Bruce will be taking the reins there, and looks like he will be primarily doing the net on Echolink, since he is out of range there a little bit of the repeater, and hasn't ever really put up his, 20-element 2-meter beam that he has, but anyway, so, well, things will be transitioning there for a while, and I guess we'll just be available over on Echolink at the group Star AMSAT Star. Okay, we're going over to AMSAT News Service Weekly Bulletins number 95, and that's from this week's editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW. And the AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. The news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports, anything you'd like to report, to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. And to join the list, you just go over to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. And then you can look forward to the AMSAT News Service Bulletins just automatically popping into your inbox. All right. A big decision has been made, and the 44th AMSAT Space Symposium and annual meeting location has been announced and dates. Now, the dates are October the 8th to the 11th, 2026, for the 44th AMSAT Space Symposium and annual membership meeting. The site of the meeting will be held in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Crown Plaza Jacks Airport. While an exact schedule will be available in the weeks ahead, you can tentatively plan on this symposium and annual membership meeting for the customary format of being on Thursday, a board of directors meeting to kick off for those folks before getting everything started. That will be from 0800 to 1700, so an all-day kind of affair. Okay, then Friday, they start early at 0800 to 1100 with a continuation of the board of directors meeting. And then on Friday, the symposium starts, and from 1300 to 1700, there are symposium presentations being put on. And then they continue on Saturday, October the 10th, from 0800 to 1500, more symposium presentations. And then from 1500 to 1700 is the annual membership meeting on Saturday. And then Sunday, from 0700 through 1900, they have listed here, that's probably 90900, is the membership breakfast. Okay, rooms will be available for the AMSAT Symposium at the Crown Plaza Jacks Airport Hotel at a very affordable $109 per night. A link for room reservations will be available shortly, but no need to wait. You can mark your calendar now for the highlight of the AMSAT year with an opportunity to catch up with old friends and make new ones too. Follow AMSAT News Service for updates as they happen. And we want to thank Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, the AMSAT president, for that information.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty WV5Y and the Houston AMSAT Net. Hey, the 2026 President's Club coins are here, and you can help support the Golf and the Fox Plus projects. The annual membership starts at only $120. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is over at www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. All right. I know that Artemis 2 kicked out four CubeSats, so I'm sure things have been happening on getting those things going and configured and operating and figuring out their locations and getting caps published and all that good stuff. So we'll be looking for an update on the action there that's happened. All right, the ARIS, the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station program, is seeking formal and informal education institutions and organizations, individually or working together, to host amateur radio contacts with the crew member on board the ISS. They are now soliciting school contacts for next year. ARIS anticipates that the contact will be held between January the 1st, 2027, and June the 30th, 2027. Crew, scheduling, and ISS orbits will be determined the exact contact dates. And to maximize the radio contact opportunities, ARIS is looking for organizations that will draw large numbers of participants and integrate the contact into a well-developed education plan. The proposal is due to ARIS by May the 22nd, 2026, at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. Proposal information and more details, such as expectations, proposal guidelines, and proposal form can be found over at www.aris.org. And an additional informational webinar will be held at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on April the 30th. And see, the Zoom link for that webinar is us06web.zoom.us/meeting/register/ Okay, here we go with the last part. 3YID9DXZRKMYFVROLP0NWA. Okay, of course, Bruce has that link over there at AmSatNet.com, and you can just go over there to the website and then click on the link from the document and find out when the webinar will take you the Zoom link for starting the webinar there. Crew members aboard the International Space Station will participate in scheduled amateur radio contacts. And these radio contacts are approximately 10 minutes in length and allow students to interact with the astronauts through a question and answer session. contact is a voice-only communication opportunity via amateur radio between astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the space station and classrooms and communities. ARIS contacts afford education audiences. Okay, we'll give a light on the contact that time. ARIS contacts afford educational audiences an opportunity to learn firsthand from astronauts what it's like to live and work in space and to learn about space research conducted on the ISS. Students will also have an opportunity to learn about satellite communications, wireless technology, and radio science. Because of the nature of human spaceflight and the complexity of scheduling activities aboard the ISS, organizations must demonstrate flexibility to accommodate changes in dates and times of the radio contact. Okay, anybody interested in ARIS contact? Well, you can direct any questions to education@aris-usa.org. And we'll thank ARIS-USA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Well, the AmSat Remove Before Flight key tags are available, and yes, they are the real thing, exactly like what goes on the satellite, and you can get yours by your $20 donation. It also goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite. They are a lovely bright red with white lettering and border and logo, and this $20 donation does include first-class postage, but it's only for those in the United States, sorry. And you can order today at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Now we're just a little bit past quarter past the hour here, so let's go ahead and take a standby and see who we've got checking into the net. Okay. We got Dale, WD0AKO. He's out there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we appreciate Dale doing that for us. And we got Vern, WD0RCR, up there in Wentzville, Missouri, and he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz. And that's at 5:30 and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern doing that there out of Wentzville, Missouri. And we hear from Kai in 6ZZO, and he's out there in McKinleyville, California. And he's one of our podcast listeners who listens to the net via podcast and then checks in. Okay, from the Internet Relay Chat System, the IRC, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, and so we also want to say hi to Rachie, and then we have Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. Okay, let's see, then from Echolink, we've got David, N8SGZ, up there in the cold country. Good evening to David. Hello to end off, N6UTC. He's over there in Long Beach, California. We've got Mitch, 80HJ, in Jackson, Minnesota. Of course, Mitch does, he's one of the AMSAT editors for the ANS, and also he puts on a Wednesday night AMSAT net. And that net takes place on DMR. So if you're into the digital stuff, well, you can find 9 p.m. Central Time over on the AMSAT Digital DMR Talk Group 98006, or YSF Fusion is 11689, the Wednesday night AMSATnet, and they talk about many grid squares being made available for contacts with satellites, especially rare grid squares, anybody doing any roving, anything like that. So if you're going to be making any grid squares available, well, you might let those guys know. And that net, once again, it's 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays on DMR.
BL-123.
Okay, we want to say hello to Andrew, KC5LWI. He's down there in Galveston, and I hope he's having a good evening this evening. Hope you're doing good. We got KC8COS. That's Chris over there in Stuart, West Virginia. And looks like he may be a new AMSAT check-in there. So good evening there, and welcome to the net. And also Stephen, VK4AEX. Good evening. Actually, it's probably not good evening for you, Stephen, but we're glad to have you aboard. And we've got a KI5KGT and that's Santos over in Portland, Texas. And then also we have Steve, KI5YFC, over in Olathe, Kansas. So good evening, folks, and welcome to the Eastern AMSAT Net, and thanks for checking in there via Echolink. Okay, sorry, we got a update there. Actually, it's Chris Stewart, and he's over there in Frankfort, West Virginia, and that's KC8COS. So thanks for letting me know about that update there, that correction. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, we've got some lists here. We've got the VUCC and the DXCC standings for April 2026. This is the VUCC Satellite Award Endorsement Change Summary for the period from March the 1st, 2026 to April the 1st, 2026. And at the top of the list, congratulations to EA2AA going from 1,170 contacts to 1,206. Okay, then coming on, almost nowhere close to that is second place. We've got JHAFIH going from 505 to 869. That's a lot of contacts. So we've got a JN1BPM going from 630 to 804, JI5USJ from 450 to 505, OH3DP going from 401 to 451, JI5RPT/1 going from 200 to 300. We've got IK0WRB from 213 to 242, W0PR from 224 to 230, WD9EWK and grid DM22 is going from 200 to 204, and then PY3YO is going from 100 to 160, and PP5BY is new with 100. Okay, we want to say congratulations to the new VUCC satellite holder, PP5BY. And he's the first VCC satellite holder from grid GG53. And says no DXCC standings, DXCC SAT, nor any of the other DXCC awards have been updated since February the 5th, 2026. But we want to thank John Goring, N7AZ, for that information. Okay, going on for a limited time, but still happening. If you join AMSAT or renew now, well, you can still download a free Getting Started with Amateur Satellites book, the digital version. You can get the latest edition just for doing the right thing. And you just go over to www.amsat.org/membership-specials for more details. I know a lot of people have used the Getting Started with Amateur Satellites guide there to get started or to update if they've been away from doing satellites for a long time and kind of get back into it. Well, there's a lot of good current information, and they do keep that pretty updated decently. So we would appreciate the Getting Started guide. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Eris in AMSAT is on track to track Artemis 2. The Artemis 2 mission with four astronauts depart for deep space sometime in April. I guess this is written a little ahead of time. The team of Eris and AMSAT volunteers will be watching from afar. Specifically, our experts will use a multinational network of ground station receivers to capture the Orion capsule's one-way S-band communications with mission control as a secondary means of tracking the spacecraft. While NASA's Space Communications and Navigation, or SCAN, program will depend on the Near Space and Deep Space Network for primary tracking of the Orion during its 10-day mission around the Moon and back, it has also selected 34 individuals and groups, including an ARIS and AMSAT consortium, across 14 countries, to provide an independent source of tracking data using the radio waves generated by normal communications. And the concept works. For Artemis 1, an uncrewed launch into low Earth orbit in 2022, 10 individuals successfully tracked Orion throughout its mission. Based on lessons learned from that experience, SCAN now has data standards that Artemis 2 passive trackers will use when sending the data to NASA. Another lesson SCAN learned from Artemis 1 was that there is a lot of interest in passive tracking. SCAN, in August of 2025, issued an official request for information, or an RFI, to government agencies, companies, amateur radio organizations, and enthusiasts to participate in Artemis 2 tracking. According to NASA, those chosen through the RFI will use 47 ground assets in 14 countries to help the agency better assess the broader aerospace community's tracking capabilities and identify ways to augment future Moon and Mars mission support. Eris and AMSAT that are teamed up under the auspices of the AirX, or the Amateur Radio Exploration Ground Station Consortium. AirX is a joint ARIS and AMSAT international effort to develop and operate amateur radio systems for deep space, starting at the Moon and later to Mars. The team will provide one-way Doppler tracking of the S-band signals from space, recording the data and delivering it to scan in the proper format. The AirX Worldwide Consortium includes teams in the United States, University of Southern California, and Dayton, Ohio, the UK, Goonhilly, Germany, and Poland. Other AirX team members who supported the Artemis One initiative are also participating separately. AirX Operations team member Dale Young is serving as the project manager for the Artemis II tracking project. For the latest updates from Artemis II and other exciting AirX news, please follow our Facebook, X, Instagram, Blue Sky, Mastodon, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Discord social media channels.
BL-123.
Okay, that's a lot of social media there. Okay, we will say thanks to ARIS-USA for that information. All right, we've got some very good timing. We got Vern, WHL-RCR, calling in right here on the phone lines at this very moment. Good evening, Vern. All right, we appreciate that. I put it up there to the microphone. Hopefully they heard your voice a little bit. And you have a good evening, and thanks for checking in, Vern. Okay, of course, Vern, transmits on that on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band and also calling and checking into the net. All right, well, we're a couple of minutes here past the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and take a quick standby and see if we have any check-ins. So any other check-ins or any check-ins to the Houston AMSAT net, please come now.
Yeah, you've had PQJ, Larkin.
All right, very good, Hubbard. KD5PQJ, you got a good signal this evening. We got anybody else out there? All right, well, we appreciate you checking in, Hubbard, and hope you're having a good evening over there. This is Marty, WV5YM, Houston AmSatNet. Now we've got another list. We've got the Gridmaster Map Satellite Top 100 Rover April 2026 rankings. The April 2026 rankings for the Top 100 Rovers being mixed low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary in satellite operations is determined by at Gridmaster Map on X has been released as of April the 3rd, 2026. Ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the Gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations, and satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world and satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Okay, still we have in the top number one position, out of the group of 100, we have ND9M. Congratulations. Okay, then, starting in position two, we've got NJ7H, UT1FG, JA9KRO, N5UC, F5VMJ, BL6AP, DP0POL, WI7P, K5ZM, OE3SEU, WY7AA, LU5ILA, N6UA, hey, there's enough. We've got HA3FOK, W5PFG, we've got OH2UDS, N9IP, AK8CW, AD0XDX, and AD0HJ, there's NDOF in number 21. Mitch.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, picking up there with Mitch, 80HJ, 21, we've got DL2GRC, N4AKV, WD9EWK, and ND0C. We've got ON4AUC, KE4AL, AC0RA, KB5FHK, PA3GAN, JO2ASQ, F4BKV, KI0KB, KI7UNJ, VA3VGR, VE3HLS, BG7QIW. Okay, then we've got LA9XGA, HJ5LVR, VK5BG, BA8AFK, N7AGF, DF2ET, and JL3RNZ. Number 50. Okay, then we've got K7TAP, KE0WPA, KE0PBR, XE3DX, WD5GRW, VLU4JVE, W7WGC, PR8KW, JK2XXK, EA4NF, EB1AO, XE1ET, N6DMM, WHLR, W1AW is in position number 65. Okay, then we've got SM3NRY, KI7QEK, KE9AJ, F4DXV, VE1CWJ, HB9GWJ, AA5PK, it's Patrick, we got PU6JBN, AB7BB, and KM4LAO. And then the last quarter of the list, we've got M1BBB, N8RO, VA7LM, BL4EA, SP5XSD, N6UTC, and there's NDOF. I'll have to go look up N6UA, that's a familiar one. Okay, we've got N4UFO, VE7PT, MPT2AP, VE1VOX, AA8CH, KB2YSI, KI7UXT, AF5CC, KJ7NDY, BI1MHK, PT9BM, VG8OJ, BG5CZD, YU0W. And in the last set, we've got P4CEB, WAMTB, N4DCW, PS8BR, and WA9JBQ. And we want to say thanks to @GridmasterMap and to Mitch Ahrensdorf, 80HJ, for that information. Hey, if you'd like to fly the colors on your own grid expedition, well, you can get your AMSAC car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And then 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. And when you're waving that arrow 2 around, hey, you might as well have a flag on the end of it, make it just a little bit more difficult. Okay, let's see, we do have some changes to the AMSAT TLE distribution for April 3rd, 2026. And two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs.
TL-123.
Okay, weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, so you just download the TLE bulletin file once a week, update your Keplerian elements, your data set on your satellite tracking program on your home computer, and then those satellites will be crossed over at the right times. And TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files are posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. So you can find more information over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. All right, and we have had some satellites that were added. We got some new ones that are on this week's TLE distribution. They have provisional object numbers that will change once official USSF/NORAD numbers are assigned. Okay, we've got Hades-SA or /Spinny-1, and it's got a provisional ID of 71958. Lilium-4, 71922, Paris-6U1 has got a provisional ID of 71919, Jack-002, provisional ID of 71927, Sol-E, provisional ID of 71904, and Disco-2 has a provisional ID of 71908. Okay, those got some fun names there for satellites, and we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, the AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, well, there is some SSTV planned by ARIS that will be transmitted by the International Space Station. ARIS is planning for a 70 centimeter, that's a 437 megahertz event for the week of April the 12th, 2026. and that's for Aris planning to do SSTV event in April. The Aris teams are preparing a new series of SSTV transmissions for the event. The SSTV Series 31 images will pay tribute to Cosmonautics Day and the 100th anniversary of liquid-fueled rockets, the inaugural space station launch, and SuitSat. We'll be bringing you more here in the future, so exact times, frequencies, and modes will be announced closer to the event, and you can follow Aris social media for updates. Okay, we want to thank the Aris-USA team for that, and we look forward to that SSTV event, and you should be able to copy some pictures, and then you can post those pictures, and you can get a QSL card and a certificate for posting them to the gallery, and some good stuff to get there from NASA. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Well, you can go over to www.amsatnet.com if you'd like to get an award or a certificate for making even your first satellite contact. And, of course, that's just the beginning from there. And you can go all the way to getting the award for making a contact via satellite with every grid square in the continental United States. And that's 488 of them, and I'll tell you, that's not an easy task. There's only a few of those that have been issued, but of course one of them has been to John, AB5SS. Okay, well, since Bruce is the awards guy for AMSAT, as well as being on the board of directors, well, there's more of that over at AMSAT.org also, and you can also find the satellite status, which ones are working, which ones are not currently working, and the frequencies that they are operating on, their uplink and downlink frequencies, and telemetry and beacon frequencies. And then you can find information that they've finally just come out with about deciding where next year's symposium is. This is going to be Jacksonville, Florida. And then there's even the store where you can buy those M-squared satellite antennas at a bit of a discount. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Well, we're down to Aris News. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. Okay, we do have some completed contacts that have taken place already with Aris. We've got the Azdakovsky District at the Republic of Tatarstan, Russia, and they had a contact direct via RC4P. The ISS call sign was RS0ISS, and they spoke with crew member Andrev Fedyev. The Aris Mentor was ARC Energia, or RV3DR, and the contact was successful, and it was on Monday, March the 30th, 2026, at 11:55 UTC. Okay, there's the Simon Langton, grammar school for boys, the Langton, Canterbury, United Kingdom, direct contact via GB4SLS. ISS call sign was NA1SS, and my special crew member, Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV. The ES mentor was Sean Morgan, M0XTD, and the contact was on Monday, March the 30th, 2026 at 1328 UTC. Okay, we've got kind of a double here. We've got the Instituto Comprensivo Gabriele Di Annunzio in Lanciano, Siete, Italy. And they had direct the IQ6LN, and there was the Instituto Comprehensivo Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi in Pontardea, Italy, and they had a telebridge via IQ6LN. The ISS call sign was OR4ISS, and they spoke with Sophie Adenach, AJ5LTN, as the crew member. And the ES mentor was Francesco De Pialis, IK0WGF, and the contact was on Wednesday, April the 1st, 2026, at 11:56:09 UTC. Okay, they've been making those folks stay busy. We've got the Walnut Grove Elementary School in Suwanee, Georgia. They had a contact direct via KR4HPC. ISS call sign was NA1SS, and they spoke with Chris Williams, KJ5GEW. The ES mentor was Daryl Young, K4RGK, and the contact was Thursday, April 2nd, 2026, at 15:41:23 UTC.
BL-123.
Okay, we've got a few upcoming contacts. We've got the Emporia State University School of Science and Mathematics in Emporia, Kansas. They're going to have a contact direct via K0ESU with the ISS call sign NA1SS, and they're going to speak with crew member Sophie Adenach, KJ5LTN. The ES mentor is Ryan Krizacek, W4NTR, and the contact is Wednesday, April the 8th, 2026 at 14:10:31 UTC. Okay, now here we got a French one. It's the Lycée du Vimier, Treville, Escoubatine, France, direct via S6KVJ. The ISS call sign was OR4ISS, as scheduled, with Sophie Adenach, KJ5LTN. And the ES mentor is Joseph Lemoyne, F6ICS, and the contact is Thursday, April the 9th, 2026, at 10:27:02 UTC. Then we've got the Albert Camus Middle School in Lombardville, France. They have a telebridge via ON4ISS. The call sign is scheduled to be OR4ISS, and they're going to speak with crew member Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV. The ES mentor is Joseph Lemoyne in F6ICS. The contact is Thursday, April the 9th, 2026 at 12:04:25 UTC. Okay, then the last one we have on tonight's list, we've got the Memorial Complex of Soviet Pilot, Cosmonaut A.G. Nikolaev, Chuvashia, Russia. guy says call sign is scheduled to be RS0ISS, and the crew member is Sir J. Mikeyev. And the Harris Mentor is the Amateur Radio Club Energia, or RV3DR. And the contact is Friday, April the 10th, 2026, at 10 UTC. The crossband repeater on the ISS continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up with a teal tone of 67. And then you listen on 437.800 MHz, which is the downlink. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You might hear an astronaut and then be the one that gets to talk to them. And as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the AS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. So if you listen for a pass and you don't hear anything, that may be what's going on. And note that all times are approximate. You should do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. Okay, the latest information on the operation mode for the ISS is over at www.ars.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found over at www.as.org/contact-v-iss.html. And a little thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the AS Operation Team mentors, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. We've got some AmSat ambassador activities. AmSat ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, AmFests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. We've got from April the 17th to the 19th, the Southeastern VHF Society Conference at the Holiday Inn Macon North, 3953 River Place Drive in Macon, Georgia, 31201. Okay, we've got the URL for you. It's svhfs.org/wp/2026-2. And you should see W4FCL, Bo Lowry, the director of the AmSat Ambassador Program, there, man in the booth. All right, April the 11th, 2026, we've got the Tucson Area Spring Ham Fest, the Radio Society of Tucson at the Calvary Tucson Church. That's at 8711 East Speedway in Tucson, Arizona at 85710. And you can go check out k7rst.club. And you should see N1UW there, man in the booth. And, of course, the big one is the Dayton Hamvention. That's May the 15th through the 17th, 2026, at the Greene County Fair and Expo Center, 210 Fairground Road, and that's in Xenia, Ohio, 45385, and you just go to hamvention.org, and that's October 8th through the 11th, 2026. Then is the 44th AmSat Space Symposium and Annual General Membership Meeting, the big meeting for AmSat. That's going to be this year at the Crown Plaza Jax Airport at 14670 Duval Road in Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. And more details will be following. I want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AmSat Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, Artemis 2 launched and has gone around the moon, dropped out their CubeSats, and headed back. So glad to see that. And they took some very interesting pictures yesterday when they got very close to the backside of the moon. So we want to say congratulations to that, and thanks for continuing to go well. Okay, well, there's a new version of the Andy UZ7HO sound modem program for Hades-A Spinny 1 that's available. It's fixed several bugs. So you can go find that over at www.amsat-ea.org. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. In addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Students are free membership up to the age of 25. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms, and you can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. And we get a 7-3, and remember to help keep Amsat Radio in space. That's from this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, and that's f.karnauskas@amsat.org. Okay, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AmSatNet. Time is starting to get short, where Bruce will be taking over for a while here in a couple weeks, and then transitioning over to primarily doing the net on Echolink. So while I'm moving and getting reset up, we appreciate him taking the reins, and so we want to say stay safe out there, keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.
TL-123.